Let's take a moment to pray together. And now may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I was reminded of why Lent is part of the church calendar this past Sunday as I saw sediment trickling out of the drain valve on the hot water heater downstairs. Lent is a time of preparation, and part of being prepared is routine maintenance. Over time, we, like water heaters, corrode or build up accretions that damage our relationship with God and with other people. Fortunately, our relationship with God is not primarily about us. God is the one who gives us a new identity in baptism by calling us his own. But our sin does come between us and God. It obscures our view, it distracts us, and it saps our motivation. As we learn in Exodus 33, when God shielded Moses to protect him from being overwhelmed by God's glory, it is no bad thing to have something between us and God, something to keep God's holiness from contacting our sin and zapping us out like a shorted circuit. That, however, is for God to do. God's own Son became our mediator in the person of Jesus Christ, taking our sin upon himself and clothing us in the righteousness of God, as our reading from 2 Corinthians says. Jesus took the pain of God's contact with our sin on the cross, for which we prepare in these days of Lent. In Jesus, we no longer need to fear God's righteous wrath, for he has reconciled us to God. We can stop blaming ourselves for things that have gone wrong, because God is not blaming us. Instead, confessing our sins to God and receiving his forgiveness, we can accept responsibility for our actions and do the work of repentance to repair the damage that we have caused to others. No amount of effort on our part can reconcile us to God, for God has reconciled us to himself. We can, and we should, however, work to heal and improve our relationships with other people, especially where we ourselves have been the cause of the damage. God comes to us in word and sacrament. And yet, as we've heard these past two Sundays in 1 Corinthians 13:12 and in 2 Corinthians 3:18, we see as in a glass that is a mirror, dimly. Think of old mirrors you have seen, in which the reflective surface is corroded or obscured by layers of dust. Mirrors, like water heater parts, deteriorate when they are not maintained. In Lent, we both mourn our sin and work to set things right, both within ourselves and externally with our neighbors. We adopt disciplines, a little like maintenance procedures, to drain the sediment, to scrape off the barnacles, although fortunately I didn't see any of those coming out of the water heater, to wash off the dirt, and to get a new coat of corrosion inhibitor. God's grace is sufficient for us, enabling us to do what we could never do ourselves. We are fortunate, living today, to have the benefit not only of Home Depot do-it-yourself classes and online tutorials for home maintenance, but also generations of saints as examples of how to do the regular maintenance of Lent. During Lent, Christians have traditionally abstained from certain foods or other good things that we enjoy, not to make ourselves miserable, but to prevent ourselves from becoming so attached to God's gifts that they, rather than God, set our direction and determine our priorities. Fasting and other disciplines of abstinence can also help us empathize with those who routinely go without, not by choice, but because they have no choice. And it can make us aware of how we can offer ourselves to them. Being reoriented to God is not just about giving something up. It can also mean taking on something new, a habit, a commitment of resources, a lifestyle, or a way of making decisions. One traditional example is an augmented practice of prayer, as we will do with Wednesday evening prayer services during this season. Another is almsgiving, giving things away, which is an exercise both in trusting God to provide what we need and in freedom from idolizing money and the power it represents and the things it can buy. Practicing the freedom of giving ourselves also enables those who receive our gifts the freedom to make some choices that they might not otherwise have, and to practice the humility of accepting help from others. That's not just something that people with low incomes need. It's something we all need. Learning to give and learning to receive are both important lessons we can learn from the communion of saints. Perhaps you never realized how much we have in common with water heaters. We both need regular maintenance. Today and for the next several weeks, our maintenance schedule says Lent. We enter it individually, corporately as a congregation, and as part of the wider communion of saints. And so may God give us a good scrub and polish this season as we follow to the cross our Savior Jesus, who there, once for all, reconciled us to God.